All right, folks, it's getting crazy out there. It's getting really wild out there with the conspiracy theories, or are they conspiracy theories? Juan has been talking about this for a very, very long time, talking about who are the actors playing Biden? Are there clones? It's getting wild. It's getting wild. And now Trump actually posted a Truth Social, or reposted actually, about
He
him
was.
holding up the number two.
Well, can you imagine, I mean, I just was communicating with one of my friends who's got an extremely serious history in the Republican Party. No lightweight by any stretch of the imagination. And he's just like completely, he thinks Trump's lost his mind. And that this is the final straw, that it's all over. Trump has just shown that he's completely unhinged. So you got to think about the implications. Do you think for an instant, I mean, I'm just asking your listeners to just do the mental gymnastics. Trump's a pretty calculating guy, and he's done a lot of stuff that at first shot seemed over the top. During the campaign, both times when he was running, he would make audacious statements, and then the media would spend all this time beating him over the head and getting all distraught over things that he said. But one thing that's interesting, he didn't really need campaign contributions like the other candidates because he got free media. He would say something that was completely over the top, get all attention on him, the discussion around him and something he's saying, and then carry on into the messages that he really wanted to be heard at the time, or distract from messages that he felt were not relevant for the moment for some reason or weren't the best thing. He could pull the media around by the nose. So does anybody here actually think that Trump had an extra couple of drinks, smoked a little fentanyl, had a doobie, and took another bong hit, and then decided, oh, this looks like a good idea. I'm just going to post this. Yeah, I like this guy. This guy's got it. He knows stuff. Okay. And then just posted this.
No.
Or, and by the way, he does have some people look over his shoulders. He ignores them a lot of times because they're full of shit. And he'll say, you know what you're talking about. One of our friends was in the room with Trump when he turned to his attorneys and said, you guys are stupid. I have the worst attorneys in the world representing me. Why didn't you think of this? Why aren't you going this route? And just berated them over something that was going on in the legal community. And he was right too, by the way. So why would you think that this particular thing was done, completely frivolously? And what are the implications? Think about the implications. Let's just say that this was actually accurate. It says, and we've seen the death certificates for Biden and all sorts of things that are out there published like that, but if Biden was executed, it could only have been in one particular setting, and that would have been in a military setting. And
Right.
if he was executed, that could not have happened in that setting without some type of authorization, oversight, knowledge, because, depending on the date, Trump
Right.
was still president, right?
And for him to retruth this, so he retruthed this, for him to do that would tell me that he's giving it the stamp of approval. And if you look back on the last few memes that Trump has put out there about Hillary and Obama, all roads lead to Obama, he's getting very loud now and very blunt with his truths, like truth posts. To me, he's now shouting like these aren't conspiracies anymore. I mean, he's giving them the stamp of approval, Juanito. I mean, this is as blatant and as blunt as you get. So
Well,
what
I would actually put this in a category that's, think of I'm doing a deal with the Saudis. I've done the biggest deal in the history of the world with the Qatar and all these things. I'm going to put high tariffs on cheap Chinese steel, and we're going to make it in Pittsburgh again. We're going to be number one in the world with real steel that's, strong. Those kinds of posts are pretty important. They get a lot of people's attention, as they should. They're huge statements, but I think they pale compared to this reposting. I think this is, in the big scheme of things, you get down the road, 5, 10 years from now, and making a posting like this is, it's different than him saying, Biden doesn't know where he's at.
Right, it's
Biden
way
doesn't,
different.
he doesn't know what day of the week it is or something like that. Trump didn't leave office until January 20th at noon of 2021. There is no date in 2020 where he was not the commander in chief. There is no setting where Biden could have been dealt with in a civilian setting that we as the public wouldn't have known about. So he's saying a lot of things that are actually pretty over the top. And he's retruthing this, that somebody else posted this and then he just reposted it. Are they maybe off on a detail here or there? Why would Trump repost that like that? But let's come back to our conversations. How many times have I told your audience during this entire time that you're not seeing the real Biden, that you have multiple actors playing Biden, and you have computer-generated Biden images, the image of Biden? When we're talking about robotics and things like that, we're not talking about a physical android robot being paraded around in front of people, even though it may be robot-like in the way it moves at times. You're really talking about the images, the screen-generated images. For example, remember at the White House, Biden gets off the helicopter out in the White House front lawn, or he's getting on, and I can't remember if he's coming or going. He doesn't remember either. And was a reporter got right up to him with their microphone, the big furry gray microphone. And then you saw that his microphone passed through the hand of Biden. And it was clearly a computer-generated image, green screen room, something like that. The pictures in the White House with flowers in the window, and yet it's wintertime. Showing a yard area outside the White House window that we know is a screen or is a Hollywood set, not the true White House. So when you start thinking about that, and then you come back also and you look at all of the dramas that we've talked about all the way through, you have think about this. In order to pull this off, you would have to have not just a few tens of people or dozens of people. It would take hundreds and hundreds of people in on the ruse to pull it off. So, on what basis are those people present? Who's actually running that operation known as Biden?
They've
And
already admitted that he's in the, and he wasn't in the White House. They're already coming out with that stuff.
okay, and so then we go to another level, and you have the auto pen. It was bad enough when you were thinking about the auto pen and people getting pardons, massive numbers of people getting pardons at the end of the Biden presidency before he left office. And then who was actually running the Biden pen? Biden pen. But then you go back, okay, but which executive order is the one that is now nullified? Is it, for example, the end of the COVID emergency which was a move from May 11th to 5/11/555 of 2023. They signed it early. They signed it 31 days early on 4/10 of 2023, which is by itself, 4/10 DJ. But they signed it early. What other executive orders that Biden signed are now in question, irrelevant, not from Biden, AutoPen? How big is this investigation going to be? And again, Trump is kind of rattling people's cages and boxes and like that. Now, he can have a little bit of plausible denial because somebody else wrote this. He just retruthed it. And he's kind of doing a little tongue in cheek. Well, we all question if it was Biden. Gee, there's all the reports out there. What do you think? Have we all been snookered? He wants the conversations that will now come
Well,
from this.
let
He
me just
wants people
see.
to think very deeply
Right.
about the implications of what's said here. This is not frivolous the way people are
Because
thinking. Go
this
ahead.
is all coming. But look at here where Alex Jones says Biden was, not in 2020 and Obama around the country for the last 4 years. Now you know why President Trump is talking about military this, and it shows the Truth Social post from. This last one where he's talking about all roads lead to Obama,
Yeah,
and
it was a couple
there's
of
an
times
art, yeah,
back, yeah.
and so all these Trump post deranged Obama mean in, and I don't even want to say that word on this platform, but inspired Truth Social free. So how is this gonna happen? So he's doing the drip drip drops now, but how is this gonna come to fruition is the question to when this really becomes a reality? Because if he's already showing his hand now, saying hey. This is, to me, this is him saying loud and clear, this is coming. And everything we suspected, everything that you talked about, Juan, for the last 5 years on my channel, on many other people's channels, everything that you've ever said, he is now validating. Everything that you have said, he is now validating. And I want to talk about more about this. So I don't want to talk anymore on FluffTube. So let's go to ninoscorner.tv right now, Juan. Are you good with that? And talk about.
Sure. Sure.
And talk about how this happened, because I remember you called me and you said, "Hey, Biden's gone, man. Biden's gone." And then we talked about that. Do you mind going into it in detail on ninoscorner.tv? This is getting crazy.
No.
This is getting wild.
Well, and we talked about, the four different Bidens. Can't walk straight, can't talk straight, can't ride a bicycle.
No. Yeah, and then but hold on. But when he fell on the stairs, I gotta say. When he fell going up the stairs, he looked pretty athletic falling, going up and then bouncing right back up. That looked like a younger man right there when he on the
Well, let me just add this. Remember when the presidential seal fell off the side of the airplane?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh! And they started it up, and it wasn't the big airplane. It was the short bus. Okay, and
So what are we going to see in the next coming weeks and months, Juan? I mean, I know you've said this before, and Casper Tells hinted to major arrests coming. I mean, this looks like this year, correct? Or
You
before?
know, before we go over to the back channel, and I'll
Okay.
be very careful, let me just say this. The implications of this, you can't overstate the implications of this. You have arguably the most powerful person on planet Earth making, retreating something that, if it's just frivolous, is that, an appropriate use of that office? Is that responsible? And yet people are in such denial. It's so, this is like a bridge too far. It's like saying aliens just took over, the White House. We're an occupied country or something like that. These are audacious types of things to say. Imagine how many people would have to be in on this. Let's say it's a white hat operation and you're just watching a movie and the good guys are showing people this while they're actually doing something in the background. I would contend that it would take not just thousands, even tens of thousands of people in
Easily.
on the scam, because there's so many intricacies that you just can't even begin to contemplate into various segments of national security. And as a national security issue, if in fact, let's just play the game for a moment, Nino. If in fact you didn't have the real Biden as the president, that means that election day occurred and a person went all the way up to the swearing in, which the ceremony was off the charts completely as it was, but the codes, we've said all the way along that Biden did not get the codes.
Let's
The person was
talk
Biden.
about the, this is getting crazy. Let's
Well,
talk about
let me
one
just
second.
add one quick thing. There's just one thing I want to get in here for this general audience. If, in fact, as this would imply, we are in some type of a national emergency, but we at the public level don't fully grasp the magnitude of it, let me bring it down to one of the most simple places that we have to take action. There's lots of people that are average people that are caught in the fire lanes of huge forces competing and fighting against each other. And they are relatively fragile and, innocent. They're just caught in the crossfire of huge national and international monsters taking each other on. This is Godzilla versus, whatever one of the other monsters is, right? Megadeth or something. You have one clerk sitting in prison whose information was instrumental in helping to break the Enigma code of how it's done, and is at a very fragile point in their life where, minutes or hours or days, and you only have so much time in this world left, and that's being frittered away in a wartime condition. If the people involved know this at any level, then it makes it a wartime environment. And normal posse comitatus, I'm being very specific here, Nino, the reason you don't enter into civilian matters, even in the states, is because military is limited and you have to do it through normal Justice Department intervention methods. If, in fact, we are in a wartime condition and an occupied status, then posse comitatus
We're getting
doesn't
into. I'm
apply
gonna have to put
and
this on
we
the
can
back
go
burner.
get the person who's being held in this situation that has no business being held right now by the people that have her. She's a hostage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the other channel and I'll be glad to continue on there, bro.
Thank you. All right, folks. I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. Let's get into this pretty deep.